Covered on the Morning Mashup across the EP and technically worldwide thanks to the internet. It's the Morning Mashup with Talbot on Magic 89.9.
We've got the Port Lincoln City Council Mayor Brad Flaherty to talk about the economic stimulus redevelopment plans. How are you, Brad?
Morning, Talbot. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm very well. Now, let's just jump into it. One of the big concerns the community has is the stormwater drains. Do the new plans do enough to address that?
Well, we've been planning for work to go on the stormwater management system for the next 10 years now in our long-term financial plan. We have $5 million that was set aside for that. What we're hoping to do with the opportunity to gain grants from the federal or the state and or that are available at the moment through COVID stimulus grants, what we're hoping to be able to do is to be able to compress that into 2 years instead of 10. And instead of having $5 million spent over 10 years, if we're lucky enough to get a grant, then we might be able to spend $10 million over 2 years. And we would be able to address the critical areas within the really ageing infrastructure that we've got in the city of Port Lincoln.
So potentially even more money spent on the stormwater management system because of this project?
Well, if the grant availability works our way, plus also we have relatively low interest rates for access to funding, below 2% I understand, then what it means is that we can bring forward the 10-year plan. And instead of distributing that $5 million over 10 years, we can bring it into a 2-year project, double the money, hopefully, if we can get the grants from the federal and or state government, and we can actually address the issue quickly.
Now, another part of the plans involve a new civic centre, library, cafe and cinema. It also involves tearing down the Flinders Theatre, the Lincoln Cinema. Was it ever discussed to keep those buildings, incorporate them, keep the facade of Flinders Theatre?
Yeah, very much so. Council had long discussions concerning how we were going to approach this situation with the site at Hallett Place and Adelaide Place. Firstly, we wanted to make sure that there was a theatre for the community. That was decided pretty quickly within council that if we did remove what was there, that we had to maintain some sort of cinema availability with a multi-use so that we could actually use it for different functions. The other thing that we looked at was, can we just upgrade the existing buildings? That's the church and the picture theatre. And we had a look at the costs of those, and it would cost about the same to upgrade the picture theatre and the church as it would for the new proposed civic centre. And what we would have at the end of that is a cinema and a church. So we thought that's not good value for money for ratepayers, because what we're doing is just maintaining the status quo with something that's probably not going to be as good as what we could get for the value for money. So then we looked at adaptive reuse, where we were looking at bringing in aspects of the existing church and the picture theatre and incorporating it into the proposed new structure. And the cost on that was just didn't weigh up. Again, we've got an obligation to make sure that we spend ratepayers' money appropriately. So it wasn't good value for money. So the last option that we looked at was that we would look at a greenfield site, and we would have an interpretive historical record of the area there and incorporate that within the new civic centre, along with Indigenous history as well, so that we would incorporate the history of the land from a long time back to the immediate history post 1927-29 when the picture theatre was built. The concept of actually having the facade in there was looked at as well, and it just didn't work out. For us to get an efficient site where it would incorporate sufficient car parks in the area so that we could relieve parking on the front street and refocus the RV traffic into around that area meant basically that we couldn't use the facade as it stood, and the expense of using that facade in there was just outweighing the common sense approach.
We're speaking with Brad Flaherty, the Port Lincoln City Mayor, about those redevelopment projects being discussed at the moment. Public feedback is still welcome. Head over to the Port Lincoln City Council to have your say. Public feedback closes tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more Lincoln Cinema.
The Morning Mashup on Magic 89.9.
It's the Morning Mashup with Talbot, and we're speaking with Brad Flaherty, the Port Lincoln City Mayor, about the redevelopment plans that are being discussed at the moment. Public feedback is still welcome until tomorrow. Have your say at the Port Lincoln City Council website, all the info there to get in touch. Before the break, we were talking about the Lincoln Cinema, and Brad, I'm wondering about the new cinema. It's only a 50-seater cinema in the plans. Is that going to be enough to support Lincoln and the Lower Eyre Peninsula?
Well, it's a good question. It depends on how we look at it. I mean, the business case, as I understand it, they had 45,000 seats over a two-year period, and I hope that's not commercial in confidence, but as I understand, if you look at, say, three or four showings a day, that's not a lot of people coming through on that. What we're hoping to do is to ignite that so that we can have a full theatre and complement it with a cafe. So we're looking at having a tender process where the cafe and the theatre would work together. So look, these are early days with those numbers as well. It may be that as we go forward with the consultation process that those numbers will change.
Just one more thing on the cinema. I know you're going to a tender. Any assurances on the current staff being retained?
Well, that's a commercial situation, I suppose. And what you'll find is that whilst we have discussed the matters with the existing people who have the contract in there, we've advised them fully of where we're going. I think it will probably be an open tender process. I can't commit on that, but we're also restricted by procurement and tender rules and regulations through local government. So we have to make sure that we conform with those.
Just finally, will the feedback be released publicly, the feedback on the plans?
I would think so. I couldn't see any reason why they would keep it private. I think one of the things that we've got to be aware of is this is just another step on the pathway through. We're getting pointier and pointier, if you like, when it comes to what we're actually going to be doing down the front street and in the civic area. And I think what you'll find is that the consultation will be more and more focused as we go forward. And the design process that we'll have will take into account all that consultation that we've had.
And speaking of consultation, the next stage of consultation finishes tomorrow. You can submit your feedback via the Port Lincoln City Council website.
Yeah, there's a survey on there, and we invite you, please have your say. Please put your point of view forward. I understand we've had over 500 submissions already at this stage, so it is working, and I'm really pleased to see that people are interested.
Plenty of people interested.
Well, what we've got to do is we've got to have a positive outlook about where we're going into the future, and we've got to remember that what we're doing is looking after the city for the generations to come.
Thanks for your time this morning, Brad.
My pleasure. The Morning Mashup on Magic 89.9. The Mash.